You're listening to the Zipline Logistics Truck Yeah podcast, where we explore all kinds of hot topics in the logistics industry. Get ready to learn, laugh, and get your freight on. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another edition of the Zipline Logistics
Truck Yeah
podcast. My name is Jesse Jewett. Joined with me, as always, our Director of Training and Development, Teddy Lee Knox. Teddy, good morning.
Good morning.
We are talking about a fantastic product today. Product?
Yeah, it is the product,
product
actually.
Product and topic.
About it.
How to recoup near expired product.
Yeah.
And steps you need to take to do that. Do you have any personal experience with this?
So much. I feel like, you know, we try to go grocery shopping only once a week. And I meal prep and I get everything ready. And I feel like there's so many things that I need to figure out how to use quickly because there's certain products that have a shorter shelf life. I'm also not very good at like checking every single expiration date before I buy.
Yeah.
So sometimes I get something and realize I have to use this tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, I'm busy. I'm sure you're busy too. Sometimes I don't have time to drop everything and make a fabulous meal or turn something into something else.
Sure.
So I usually just end up throwing it in the freezer.
Yes.
And then my freezer's overflowing.
Right.
And then it becomes a problem for the next month.
It's a good strategy.
Yeah.
That's going to be a little bit different than what we talk about today. But yes. You're absolutely right. But why are we talking about this as a logistics provider, right? This is the Zipline Logistics Truck Yeah podcast.
Exactly.
Why are we talking about this?
Well, this is something that I've personally dealt with a lot in the freight. This mm-hmm. is something I've had to deal with my customers. Again, where we focus on CPG, so that consumer packaged goods relates to really anything on the shelves. So, like I said, some products have a shorter shelf life. So when we're talking about how we're shipping things possibly refrigerated during certain times a year, or just because that's what they need, those shelf lives are sometimes shorter.
Mm-hmm.
So that doesn't always relate to the actual transportation of the trucking of it. It's the whole life of this product, like when it was manufactured, how long it's been on that shelf, who's ordering it, how much they're ordering it, like what the success is of that product. All of that goes into that shelf life, who's ordering it, and what you have to do with that product before it expires.
Nailed it. I liked it. Yeah, I mean, most simple explanation, right, is if you're making a product,
mm-hmm.
you want to sell it so you can recoup those expenses and hopefully make a profit.
Exactly.
So that changes from, and we'll talk about this, but like your traditional channels, your traditional top retail customers. With this particular instance, right,
mm-hmm.
for whatever reason, the sell by or use by or best by date mm-hmm. is getting closer, you may have to explore some different options. Okay, so the problem is, as a food and beverage manufacturer, you're faced with figuring out what to do when that product is near that sell by, use by, best by date.
Mm-hmm.
These particular dates prevent you, the customer,
mm-hmm.
from being able to sell through quote unquote traditional customer channels. You got to figure out a way to salvage the product and the potential revenue.
Mm-hmm. I think it depends on the retailer, but some retailers have like, it has to be a solid 3 months before the expiration date in order for us to buy it.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have something that is because of inventory or production, you have something that you want to be able to sell, but you can't sell it to this retailer because of that expiration date, but it's still good product.
Mm-hmm.
What are you going to do with it?
Well, let's talk about that.
Let's talk about
it. We got five ways.
Yes.
Okay. Five ways to recoup near expired product. First up, we're going to sell it to a grocery outlet. Tell me about grocery outlets.
So they are supermarkets that specialize in selling items that other traditional grocery chains don't want to sell. So this would be things that, you know, don't look perfect. So dents, scratches, overstocks, or something that is near that expiration date. And again, depending on the item, that expiration date is there as like a guide. Some things can last much, much longer after that. So even though it's on there, it may not actually be bad. But mm-hmm. people aren't going to want to buy something that shows it is expiring in 2 days.
Sure.
Unless you're me and just don't pay attention to it.
As discussed at the top of the podcast. So those discount grocers buy those products for pennies on the dollar.
Yes.
Right? It's not a full sale.
Mm-hmm.
And then they resell it to the consumers at a lower price.
Yeah.
Again, you're recouping some of that revenue that you potentially lost.
But it's also so important, too, because you're still getting your brand out there.
Your
product is still on the shelves. You're still getting that notice. So it's more than just getting a little bit back for it. Your name, your brand is still selling. It's still
Absolutely.
Important.
Absolutely. All right, next up. You could sell expiring product to snack food manufacturers. Mm-hmm. Talk to me about that.
So I think these are like curated snack boxes. So like I have FabFitFun. Mm-hmm. And then there's other ones that are like specifically for snacks. I know for like Father's Day, I always try to look into those snack boxes for my husband because they're fun. But you can do those where you're selling them to these subscription boxes and they put all of these products together based off of on a monthly basis. So that way they're being used within that same month quickly on a smaller cadence. So again, when they're selling this product, they got cases or pallets of product that needs to be sold. So this allows that product to be used effectively and it still gets that name out there. This is less restrictive on those expiration dates based off of the ship date, which also helps because it's a smaller scale. They're able to use them.
You turn it around very, very quickly.
Absolutely.
What's up, truckers? If you love the Truck Yeah podcast, you'll also love the other content we create here at Zipline Logistics. I'm talking funny TikToks, weekly blogs, informational ebooks, client interviews, and so much more. To keep up with the latest CPG industry news and content, you can subscribe to Zipline Logistics retail resources by visiting www.ziplinelogistics.com/enews or by simply clicking the link in the show notes. You don't want to miss out on the hottest expert insights on trending topics delivered right to your inbox. And you want to know the best part? It's completely free. So sign up using the link in the show notes. Now let's get back to the episode.
All right, next up, can sell this product to frozen manufacturers.
Mm-hmm.
How about that? You mentioned it at the top.
This is my
throw
process.
It in the freezer.
When in doubt, put it in the freezer for a couple months.
Yeah.
So this, again, just helps it remain safe to eat because it's stored at it's frozen. So their New York Fire product can be stored properly and then they incorporate to use those within that safe date after thawing to use those in, again, ingredients or reselling them from there.
I love it. This is one of my personal favorites. You can suggest to a retailer to use for promotions and or sampling.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know this. Grocery stores use product that's near spoilage for their prepared food stations, right? So it's, mm-hmm. I mean, it's not, we're not talking like today's May 29th and the expiration date's May 29th. It's a couple days prior.
Yeah.
Or a couple days later. But they get it out there and they pass it around. Maybe people are going to buy it.
Yeah.
That's exciting.
I feel like growing up, this happened a lot in grocery stores. It still happens in Costco, but I remember growing up going to Kroger and being able to try samples of things. I think they still do it at Trader Joe's, like on the regular. And I just felt like this was really fun. And so when you're able to do that, it adds a lot to the shopping experience. And it also allows people to actually sample it before they buy it. How many times have you bought something and you're like, my kids don't like this? It's very frustrating.
Yeah.
So it's nice to be able to try it regardless.
Absolutely. And another way to handle this as far as sampling or promotions or things like that, obviously trade shows mm-hmm. or events,
yep.
right? Sometimes we've got CPG brands that will sponsor like a fitness event or something like that. Those are going to be usually passed out and used almost immediately.
Mm-hmm.
So that's another great way to, as you said, get your brand out there, get some, you know, unplanned marketing quickly.
So I live in Dublin and they have markets in the summer and in the winter all year round.
Yeah.
And it's really cool when they bring products that are local. So you could do this on a local basis and just have someone give them out for free. Would you like to try one? And that's a great way to do it as well, but not as big a scale as this.
Sure. Last but not least, we've definitely helped a handful of our customers with this,
mm-hmm.
is donating the product to the military or local shelters / pantries.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, people helping people,
mm-hmm.
getting it out there, like you said, locally, or, you know, we have had, I would say, some rejections or something like that, just non-accepted product.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's a pallet or two. Let's drop it off somewhere that can be used effectively to help the local community.
I think it's great. I know that Zipline's done this a lot just on our own. Through our philanthropy, we've been able to help donate to shelters. I think we've also done a lot of donating to schools for snacks and things.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really awesome to be able to do that. It's something that you're not necessarily always thinking about, especially when a rejection happens. That's a big problem. That's a big disruption in your day. So having a partner who knows where to take these things and help and still get you that notice for your brand and something for it, whether it's a tax write-off or actual exchange of money.
Well, and those, you know, food banks and things like that, they're excited to receive anything, any help, especially at a discounted price or even for free.
Yeah.
That will, you know, help them fill the next meal to help the local community. Those are all positive, good vibes being put out into the world.
I used to volunteer at shelters and pantries.
Mm-hmm.
And the second we would get something in, it was never on. It was not on the shelf. That wasn't a thing.
Yeah.
You make the boxes, you immediately give it up. You can't keep enough on the shelves. And I think that goes a lot for all of these options, is that it's really going to good use. It's getting taken. It's being used. It's being accepted. And your product is not going to be wasted, which is really important.
Super important. All right, to recap, we're selling it to grocery outlets, some discount grocery stores. We're selling the product to snack food manufacturers. Shout out Father's Day for Teddy's husband getting those snack boxes. Frozen manufacturers dropping in the freezer. Promotions and sampling at either trade shows or on the floor at grocery stores. And then finally, donating the product to the military or local shelters / pantries. Those are five different ways to try and recoup your near expired product. Last but not least, we'd love for you to head to where you listen to this podcast. Leave us a review, 5-star rating wherever you listen. It helps us grow and allows us to bring on guests and help more CPG shippers dominate the shelf.
Absolutely.
Teddy, thanks for another edition of the Zipline Logistics podcast. We will see you next time.